The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
After suffering defeat and elimination in last year's District 6A quarterfinal, the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County entered the 2021 season with the baseline goal of surviving beyond that point. After being stripped of a traditional offseason with the cancellation of summer camp and activities due to COVID-19, the Black and Gold entered their campaign in developmental mode. After a hard-fought regular season, the team had lost to six talented opponents, who collectively boast a 115-win to 45-loss record. After emerging from the District 6A tournament as the second-seed runner-up, Matt Walker and the 17-9 Lady Dogs enter the Region 3A tournament, hoping to advance to their third sectional appearance in 4 years. Standing in the way are Austin Towery and the 10-12 South Pittsburgh Lady Pirates, who made the 2.5-hour, 130-mile trip to Salina for this winner-goes-on, loser-goes-home elimination basketball game. This is the Region 3A quarterfinal.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Part, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our third Lady Dog coverage of the postseason. After traveling with the ladies to Clark Range Wednesday night, Thankfully, we're here back at home in Joe Sims' gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and hopefully my voice will hold out as we get set to call our fifth Clay County game in only 4 days. Unfortunately, former head coach Joe Sims will not be joining us tonight. He is on the road, but never fear. As always, I'm accompanied by the man who's never tardy nor absent, Thomas Weaver.
Thanks for the kind introduction, Daniel. As always, first elimination game of the season here tonight. You know, we've seen some great postseason contests already, but it's a little different when your season's on the line.
It is, and it makes it exciting. The opponent tonight, somebody we're unfamiliar with. They don't have a great record, but you know what? Lady Dogs play bad tonight. It's all done.
Yeah, but they've got themselves in a great position to advance by coming into this region tournament as a number two seed. Against an opponent, they should dominate, but that's why they play the game, Daniel.
It is. You know, up here, as we mentioned in the opener there, Clay County's lost to six teams this year. They have nine losses to six teams. Those six teams, really good squads.
No doubt about it. Another good squad is our sponsors, Daniel. They jumped on board with us year in, year out. We can't thank them enough for sponsoring this postseason run of the Lady Bulldogs. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper. We've had some great listenership here lately. We'd love to see those folks support the newspaper, too.
Oh, sure would, because it's a lot more in-depth. Got great photos in there, great stories that you write up, Thomas, and all the stats, which sometimes we fool around and forget to announce.
That's right, and we hope folks will pick up a copy of that newspaper next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast of the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in the paper in our Del Hall Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hall Horizon recap segment, but the paper won't be out until next Wednesday. So we'll just summarize what Wednesday night's district championship loss to Clark Range looked like. The Lady Buffs seized the moment and scored the first 19 points of the game before going up 24-6 at the end of the first quarter en route to dominating their way to the conference title. After the early Clark Range onslaught, the Lady Dogs did put up 22 points in the second stanza, but the Lady Buffaloes more than matched that total and led 52-28 at the break. Clay County never recovered in the second half, and Clark Range went on to claim the title after nailing 14 three-pointers to down the Lady Dogs 83-51. Tell you what, Daniel, Clark Range is just unbeatable on that night.
They are. Always tough at their places. We talked about one bright spot. 22 points in the second quarter for Clay County. You go back, you take a game like that, you look back on it, you're trying to pull positives out. That's a pretty big positive right there. Second quarter action, 22 points.
No doubt. Katie Arms led the way and was a CDS top performer for the Lady Dogs with 12 points. Zoe Hayes and Cherokee Upton both played well off the bench. Each had 7. Rachel Copas, 6. Briley Burchett, 5. Bella Ashlock, 4. Isabella Hale, 4. Abby Head, 2, Hallie Buford, 2, and Madison Hayes had a bucket also. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more in your Delhalla Horizon from that ball game. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus South Pittsburgh here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Girls Region 3A Tournament Update. We'll go ahead and look at the whole bracket games going on tonight across the region. The District 5 number 1 seed, Van Buren County Eaglets, are hosting the District 6 4 seed, Red Bone Springs Lady Bulldogs. Thomas, a game there that Red Bone stands a chance in.
Yeah, I think so, Daniel. You know, you mentioned it, Red Bone probably plays a tougher schedule than Van Buren ever thought about it when you're having to go up against these District 6A opponents, and I'd love to see it happen.
District 6 is number 2, see, Clay County, hosting District 5's number 3, South Pittsburgh, about to call that one. District 6, number 1 seed, Clark Range, is playing host to District 5 seed, number 4, Richard Hardy Memorial, the Lady Hawks. And the other game going on in Region 3, this probably the feature game of the night in terms of competition, District 5's number 2 seed, Whipple Lady Tigers, hosting District 6's number 3 seed, the Piggott County Lady Bobcats. An interesting game there.
Yeah, and, you know, just to compare it with what Clay County's done with Whipple so far, overtime game in Whipple that Clay County won. And then Whipple had Clay County on the ropes here at home, Daniel. And Clay County went on a run and kind of blew that one open. So pretty evenly matched teams, I think, Whipple and Clay County. And we know how even Pickett and Clay are.
Certainly so. Coach Sims went to 9-2 after picking correctly, choosing Upperman over Macon in the District 8 AA title game. But he did drop a game as he chose Livingston over York. It ended up being the Lady Dragons who won that one. Tonight's games, Coach Sims chose Van Buren over Red Bull and Springs and Pickett County to upset Whipple in Whipple. This Girls Region 3A Tournament Update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, winning the war on pests. Going to go ahead at this point in time and conclude this CarQuest pregame show with Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what did Salina's most famous servant, Tipsy, whisper to you today?
Well, he said tonight the Lady Dogs need to use this one to get their mojo back, Daniel. You know, last two games, we've seen this team struggle a little bit offensively. I think they need to get their stroke back here tonight, regain some confidence moving forward here in this region tournament. Honestly, we've mentioned it. We don't know much about this South Pittsburgh team, but it shouldn't matter. District 6A is superior to the sister district, and when you play in this conference night in, night out, you should dominate the bottom two seeds of District 5. And I think that's what you're going to see tonight. Lady Dogs getting back to their dominant ways and shaking off that tough loss at Clark Range with a blowout here tonight in their region opener.
I agree, and they can't look past this one, but it is kind of a two-phase deal. You go ahead and play this one. You want to do it crisply. You want to do it in a dominating fashion, like you said, because a good team awaits, whether it be Red One Springs or Van Buren County. Winner of this one's going to take on a good squad, so need confidence going into that one.
Right, and we kind of called for that in that Gordonsville game, the regular season finale. Didn't really get it, Daniel. So tonight's a chance to get things back on track.
That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by this place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We are close to the playing of the national anthem. We'll give you a few series notes real quick between these teams. Not much to speak of. Clay County and South Pittsburgh ladies meeting for only the second known time in history. The other meeting coming back in 2018 in this very round, the region quarterfinal, and Clay County won that game 78-33. Thomas pretty dominating. Clay County has advanced to two sectional games in the past 3 years. However, they have not won a region title since 2004, long overdue. They are now beginning to lower the flag here at Joe Sims Gym, so we'll go ahead and go to break, pause for the national anthem, come back and then do the Subway Girls starting lineups. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhaugh Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Delhaugh One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, going to go ahead and do the Subway Girls starting lineups for this elimination Region 3A quarterfinal between Clay County and South Pittsburgh. Starting for the South Pittsburgh Lady Pirates, a junior number 4, Cassidy Andre; a junior number 11, Kiana Anderson; a sophomore number 15, Daisha Mabry; a senior number 25, Ashley Green; and a sophomore number 32, Tanky Baker. The head coach of South Pittsburgh is Austin Towery. They do have a 10-12 record on this season. They are the number 3 seed out of District 5. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach Matt Walker, 5th season overall, 101 career wins to 54 career losses. 17-9 record this season for Clay County. Starting for the Lady Dogs, a freshman, number 2, Bella Ashlock; a sophomore, number 23, Briley Burchett; a junior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins; a senior, number 20, Rachel Kovas; and a senior, number 24, Katie Arms. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. The starters being announced now to those who have assembled here tonight at Joe Sims Gym. South Pittsburgh, the visiting team, they wear their black travel jerseys, have their pirate orange numerals on them, trimmed in white. Clay County, the home team, they wear their white jerseys, black numerals trimmed in gold. Thomas, only a single game tonight, not as big a crowd as we saw last night for the boys' District 6A championship. But honestly, a lot of those people were from Birdstown. Pretty good contingency on hand from Salina tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. Good crowd for a game. You know, there's not much expected from this one, just to be honest with you. The Lady Dogs are expected to come out and dominate, and that's what we want to see them do here tonight. Do look across. We've got a decent little student section going.
Yep.
Looks like the theme tonight is poker night, is what I'd heard. So you see some of the guys dressed up, ready to do them.
Look like card sharks over there. We're ready to get this one underway. Going to be Bella Ashlock stepping in to tip off against Cassidy Andrew. Ball's in the air. Ashlock controls the tip, gives up to Burchett. Now Copas in the front court. Layup no good. Under a lot of defense, rebounded by Ashlock. Her pass over to Burchett. Burchett shot up, no good. Rebound, number 15, Dacia Mabry. It'll take me a moment to learn the Lady Pirates, South Pittsburgh, with the basketball. At left wing, Ashley Green fires a three and knocks it down. And the visiting Lady Pirates up early here, 3-0. 7.5-minute mark, first quarter. The Lady Dogs shooting at the hoop to our left here as we sit atop the visiting bleachers. Lady Pirates, the hoop to our right in the first half of play. Katie Arms fires a three. No good. Rebound. Tanky Baker, the sophomore. Baker works out to Green. Green into the front court. Kicks across to Mabry. Mabry hands off to Anderson. Now back to Green. Just passing around the perimeter. What's Clay County doing defensively, Thomas?
Well, it looks like they're trying to jump trap already. Pressure as soon as they break half court, Daniel. And you can see South Pittsburgh doesn't really have the ball handlers that Clay County does.
Tanky Baker misses a shot from six-foot range. Rebound to Ashlock. Ashlock ahead to Arms. Arms going to be fouled on the floor. Back here on to Anderson. No, that's the first thing I noticed as well, Thomas. South Pittsburgh missing that true point guard, true ball handler.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach Walker recognizes that, and we've seen him go at people when they have that problem, and I expect pressure defense all night long as Bella Ashlock gets on the board first for Clay County.
Nice little inbound play. It was Arms working at Ashlock in the paint. Bit of a reverse layup by Bella, and when Clay County on the board 3-2. A steal now by Ashlock. Half-court trap kicks to Copas. Three-pointer left wing, no good. Rebound Green for South Pittsburgh. Green being defended by Jenkins, and it's knocked away by Arms, who's going to pick it up and miss the shot from right block. Kept alive, though, by Rachel Copas. Copas sets up shop at left wing, now dribbles out top. Coach Walker sending in the play.
Well, you see South Pittsburgh playing mano-a-mano, straight-up man, and I think they're going to have trouble with Rachel Copas' penetration. She scores on that one that time, and Bradley Burchett in the paint, too.
Copas driving the right side of the lane. Her patented run and jump shot, good for two, putting Clay County in front, 4-3. South Pittsburgh back with the ball. Green with it at left wing. Works it across to Anderson. Anderson top of the key. Kicks over to Andre in the corner. Back to Green. Now inside to Mabry. Mabry down low to Baker. Baker works it back to the perimeter. So South Pittsburgh has had it outside, had it inside, have yet to shoot. Now they fire a 10-foot jumper. It's good by senior Ashley Green. And the Lady Pirates back in front 5-4. 5:25 mark, first quarter.
Green, not a bad player, Daniel. She's a lefty. Got some pretty good size and made, she's 2-for-2 for so far tonight.
And she is a senior. Always helps to have that experience and age.
Burchett goes down hard right there.
Driving to the hoop, took a Euro step, got tangled up with Green, who we was just talking about, Ashley Green for South Pitt. And it looks like a knee, perhaps she's holding a knee or an ankle, and I think Burchett may have to come to the bench. Obviously in pain, Izzy Hale comes to the scores table waiting to check in for her. The official sends her back because it was a shooting foul, Thomas, and Burchett's going to have to go to the line to shoot too.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Maybe a banged knees, I'm thinking, Daniels, what happened there. It's what I'm hoping. I don't think it was when Burchett came down. I don't believe she was injured then. Basically, Green standing there trying to take the charge. You mentioned it, Burchett sidestepped her with that Euro step, and I think they caught knees, kneecap to kneecap.
Burchett in pain, but I do see her laughing a little bit, so hopefully not as bad as it might be. It's going to be Zoe Hayes going to the line to shoot these free throws for Burchett. I'm not sure why Easy Hale was waved off. Could have been Coach Walker decided he wanted a better free throw shooter at the line. I'm not sure. Hayes does knock down the front end there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, Daniel. When he thought of it and realized it was a shooting foul, he went with Hayes. Hayes makes one of two.
Hale, not a bad free throw shooter, 10 of 16 on the season for 63%, but it is Hayes in now on the floor for Burchett, and we'll continue to follow that story as Briley's down on the floor here, actually being worked on by her aunt, Tia Adams, has come down to be a trainer here, thankful to have her on hand. South Pittsburgh with the ball, Baker with it at right wing. Kicks over to Mabry. Mabry's pass back to Baker, stolen by Katie Arms. Two-on-one situation. Arms going to go into the paint, keep it herself. Shot up and good. I like to see that foul. We know how great a player Arms is, but she, maybe more than any other, has struggled offensively these last couple games. We've talked about Clay County struggling offensively, and that's true, but in large part because of Katie. She's good on the season, Thomas. She's averaging, if I can find it here on
about
my sheet,
14 a game, best I remember.
You're right. And, been well below that.
And she has been, Daniel. Did have 12, a game high down at Clark Range, but a lot of that came late when the game was already done. As Eliza Jenkins take a shot inside, no good there, Daniel. But you're right. Arms, we talk about it with Grant Strong, defenses are catering to Katie Arms. You know, Pickett County worked hard to try to shut her down. Same thing for Clark Range. So, she just got to get a little confidence back, realize she can score over the double team when she's seeing every night. And like I say, tonight's a chance for her to kind of get that stroke back.
Clay County back with the basketball after South Pittsburgh threw it out of bounds on their offensive end. We see Ashlock driving to the hoop and drawing a foul. Her shot from right block was no good, but she goes to the line. Let's update you on the score. We're not giving it in a few minutes. Clay County 7, South Pittsburgh 5, 4:23 mark of this first quarter. First free throws away and a little too strong by Ashlock.
Arms not the only one. You know, we've talked about it. You know, Birch's kind of come on here lately. She's had a couple of tough games also. Ashlock, after a good early season, has kind of mellowed out lately. So this could build
a lot
of confidence for a lot of players here tonight as she makes the second.
Ashlock good for one of those two free throws. We do see it's Birch's right ankle that's getting the attention. Ice being placed on it right now down on the bench. Timeout taken by South Pittsburgh. 4:13 mark, first quarter, low scoring, close game. Clay County 8, South Pittsburgh 5.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live from Joe Sims Gym, coming out of this timeout, it's going to be the Lady Pirates with the basketball. On the floor for Clay County, Katie Arms, Bella Ashlock, Zoe Hayes, Eliza Jenkins, and Rachel Copas. Ball's inbounding to Kiana Anderson in the backcourt. She's under a lot of pressure from Copas. Copas swats it out of bounds. South Pitt going to try it again.
I'll tell you what, Daniel, I like the looks of this lineup. If you can't have Burchard on the floor, you know, go small. The way Hayes has been playing the last few games, get her in the ball game. Let Ashlock be the feature post inside, and that's what we've been seeing those last couple of possessions.
A big play by Dacia Mabry, the sophomore from South Pittsburgh, gets to the hoop and scores and draws a foul. That foul being called against Bella Ashlock, her first personal, Clay County's first team foul of this contest. And Mabry at the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Shots away, no good. Lane violation being called. The official points, I believe, at Katie Arms, and they're going to let Mabry try this one more time. Dacia Mabry at the line, trying to complete the three-point play once again. Shots away, too strong, no good. Rebound Ashlock. Clay County in front, 8-7. 3:50 mark, first quarter. Zoe Hayes adds two more points on the fast break. It must have been Copas who quickly worked it ahead to her. Anderson with it for South Pitt. Works to Baker across the timeline. Now Mabry, layup opportunity. Shot up, no good. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock going to put it to the floor herself, come across the timeline. Dribbles to the left, gives to Hayes. Hayes at the top of the key. Wants the drive. Goes to the right side lane. Gets to the hoop. Does not score. Shot was off the right side of the rim. Rebound by Mabry. Jump ball call between Ashlock and Mabry. Possession arrow in South Pitt's favor. Abby Head checking into the game. Eliza Jenkins checking out of the game. And we still look down the sideline and see Burchett being iced here. I'm sure if the Lady Dogs can take care of their business, they'll be content to let her rest the rest of the night. Right now, Thomas, it's a tight one. Clay County 10, South Pitt 7, and the Lady Pirates with the ball.
Yeah, and you can see Clay County is definitely the better team here. South Pitt's made a few shots they may not normally make early on. And Clay County, you know, without one of their leaders, Riley Burchett, on the bench here, is going to have to step it up and put this one away.
Clay County back with it. South Pitt turned it over, threw it out of bounds. Copas all the way to the hoop, undefended. She weaved right through the defenders, made it look easy. Two more points for the senior point guard. She's drawing very close to having 1,000 on her outstanding four-year career. Under 3 minutes to play here, and another turnover. Thomas, we see the defense of Katie Arms, her presence forcing an errant pass that goes out of bounds, and South Pitt starting to self-destruct here.
Yeah, the pressure just too much for South Pittsburgh at this point. Clay County's just got to get a few shots to fall. We saw Hayes split the middle earlier, miss a layup. We've seen Ashlock miss a couple of shots. Normally, point blank range, those are going to fall for Clay County.
Subs coming in for South Pitt. I'll try to learn their names. It's Leo Copas to the hoop. Shot no good. However, she was fouled. Rachel's going to go to the line to shoot two. I was looking at a season total report provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows, updated after the district tournament. I failed to print it, but I think Copa's somewhere around 956 career points coming into tonight's action. And she hits the front end of that free throw. Been a great four-year player. Has averaged a little over 200 points each year of her career, including that freshman year, I think. Misses the second. Ashok on the rebound. Her putback no good. Rebound pulled down by Anderson. Anderson works to Green. Green been defended by Hayes. Hayes going to take it away from her. They go to the floor. It's a tussle for it. Help comes in form of a Lady Pirate teammate. The ball's knocked out of bounds by Katie Arms. And the black and orange of the Lady Pirates maintains possession. Green to inbound for the Lady Pirates. Works all the way down to Andre. Andre has it taken away from her by Ashlock. Ashlock throws it right back to Mabry. Now Abby Head called for the reach in foul, and things are getting sloppy. I missed a foul somewhere. Ashlock has one. Abby Head now has one. And another Lady Dog, who I did not get, also has one. Mabry with it on them, man. Works it to Anderson. Anderson hands off to a teammate. Long three-pointer taken. No good. Rebounded by Copas. Rachel, head up, coming down the floor, searching for teammates. Finds Abby Head, right wing, shot away. Good. Abby Head knocking down a big three-pointer. And now we start to see separation in the score. 16-7, Clay County in front by 9. Mabry in a trap of Copas and Hayes in the backcourt, and a timeout taken by head coach Austin Towery, the second 30-second timeout of the contest taken by South Pitt. Minute 50 left in this opening first quarter, Clay County 16, South Pitt 7.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County is on an 8-0 run here, Daniel, to take this 16-7 lead over South Pittsburgh. A little under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Make it a 10-0 run as Katie Arms adds two more, stole the ball, came down and easily added two more. 18-7 now. This one's starting to get a little out of hand. 11-point lead for Clay County. A jump ball call. Credit Zoe Hayes with good defensive pressure and hustle, getting her hands in on the loose ball, tying up the Lady Pirate. Possession arrow was in favor of the black and gold. They take back over. Abby Head to inbound from the sideline. works it down low to Ashlock on the post, who works against Baker. She kicks across the arms. Katie drives all the way to the left block. Shot was blocked by Tanky Baker. Baker picks up the loose ball, works to a teammate. That Lady Pirate quickly across the timeline. Wanting points is turned away by Copas, though. Comes back out top to Mabry. Mabry at right wing. Works to number 10, who fires a three. That player's name, Cambria Mabry, a sister perhaps to the other Mabry girl on the floor. Clay Kenny trying to come up with easy transition points. A little too hard, though, Thomas. They throw it too long in front of Katie Arms, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, we're seeing Clay County, the defensive pressure just taking over here, and now their shots are finally starting to fall, Daniel. They're up by 11. 1 minute to go here in this first quarter, and you see the full court pressure again.
Hannah Raines is checked into the ballgame for Clay County. Joining her, Eliza Jenkins back off the bench. A three-pointer taken and hit by Kiana Anderson of South Pitt. That draws it back to a nine-point game, 19-10. Lady Dogs, Rachel Copas out top with it, being defended by Dacia Mabry. Drives to the left, gives to Arms. Arms thought about a three, drives inside, kicks back out to Copas. Three-pointer left wing. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of Jenkins' hand. And they're going to give it to South Pitt. 32.8 seconds left in this first quarter. 18-10 the score. Clay County up by 8. Green with it. Works to Mabry. Mabry across the timeline. Drives it to the left elbow. Kicks out to a teammate. That's Andre. Andre back out to Green up top. Her three-pointer a little short off the front of the iron. It goes out of bounds off of a Lady Dog. And South Pitt going to have another opportunity. More subs coming in for South Pitt. As soon as I learn a few of them, Thomas, they change them on me. 18.6 seconds, first quarter as they inbound. Andre with it, gives to Green. 18-10 the score. Clay County up by 8. Baker inside, working against Raines. Gets to the hoop, no good. Good defense by Raines. However, a Lady Pirate comes up with the bomb, and she travels. 5.7 left in this opening quarter. Clay County going to have a chance here to come down the court and take a shot. Jenkins going to be inbound into Rachel Copas. No pressure by the Lady Pirates, so Copas going to have a chance, Thomas, at a three.
Yeah, and they're going to be able to make a long pass to get it started here too, Daniel.
Catches it near midcourt. 4 seconds. Copas across the timeline. Left wing all the way to the hoop. Running layup. Good. Nice finish to the opening quarter by Rachel Copas. 20-10 the score. The Clay County Bulldogs have doubled up the South Pittsburgh Lady Pirates here in this Region 3A quarterfinal into the first quarter.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live, preparing to start this second quarter. 20-10 the score, Clay County in front. Thomas, the big story, though, of that first quarter, Briley Burchett coming out early with an ankle injury. We see her now right behind the bench, sitting in the front row of the bleachers, has ice on that right ankle. We don't know the severity of it. We just know she was in pain.
Right, and doing the right thing. You know, ice it immediately. Hopefully we'll be ready for the next round if Clay County can advance here tonight. And like you said, we don't expect to see Burchett anymore tonight. His head gets a steal and is headed the other way.
Looks like she traveled with it, Thomas. Too much momentum. Tried to put the brakes on. Feet slid on her. And it goes back into the hands of the Lady Pirates on the floor for Clay County. Opening up this second quarter, Bella Ashok, Eliza Jenkins, Katie Arms, Rachel Copas, and sophomore Abby Head. Clay County using some full court pressure here. They're not overly aggressive with it. It looks like a 2-2-1. They will trap when they get an opportunity out of it. And a foul going to be called on Jenkins. Eliza picks up what I believe is her first personal. Copas the one getting the foul.
You know, you mentioned Burchett. We've got another pretty serious ankle injury, too. Keaton Arms last night. Daniel, he played through it then, but talking to his father, Stephen Arms, earlier, and he says it's pretty severe.
I saw a picture of it earlier today. It ain't pretty. At least twice the size of his right ankle. That left ankle is pretty bad. Abby Head in transition misses the layup from left block. Rebound Tanky Baker. That's actually not Baker. That is Mackenzie Mobley who had the ball. Clay County gets it back away from Mobley, though, and Head converts on the second attempt. Two more points for Abby Head. 7-10 mark, second quarter. 22-10 the score. Clay County in front by 12. Lady Pirates with it. They get down the floor, have it in Baker's hands. Right block. She misses the shot. Rebound, Copas. Rachel coming down the floor, checking out her teammates. Works the Cherokee up, and she fires a three. Left wing, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Clay County. South Pittsburgh going to have the ball. I didn't notice Upton check in. Arms has come to the bench for a short breather, and the junior sharpshooter on the floor for her.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of people playing. We've already seen the senior, Hannah Raines, come in early. Of course, the rotation's a little different with Burchett on the bench, Daniel. But a lot of people are going to see some action tonight.
Emma Myers with it for South Pitt. She drives to the hoop. Has her shot partially blocked by Ashlock. The Lady Pirates hang on, though, and a three-pointer hit. Give credit to number 25, Ashley Green, the senior guard. She comes up with a big triple trying to keep her team in this. 22-13 the score. Second quarter action. 6:20 and ticking. Ashlock inside. 8-foot jumper. Good. Puts Clay County back in front by 11. Clay County pulled away, I guess maybe 13, their biggest lead. We've not been able to get further than that. Jenkins with a steal. She comes into the paint, and a foul going to be called. Number 15, Dasha Mabry, picking up the foul.
They got up a cool dozen, Daniel, on the first bucket of the second quarter, 22-10. Largest lead of the game.
Subs coming back in for Clay County, exiting the floor. We see Abby Head, Bella Ashock, and Eliza Jenkins on the floor now playing. Juniors, Zoe Hayes and Cherokee Upton joining them. Seniors, Rachel Copas and Katie Arms, and sophomore, Easy Hale.
If they inbound this, Upton's just standing there on the ball. She's got somebody covering her now.
Copas with it on the baseline, tries to work it in, gets it to Upton. Her free throw range jumper good. Essentially, it was like taking a foul shot. Knocked it down, 26-13. Baker with it for South Pitt across the timeline. Works to Andre. Andre back to Green. Green kicks it back left corner to Andre. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound Katie Arms. Katie playing quick. Two-on-one. Actually, two-on-two. She has Izzy Hale with her, and her layup's no good. That was Arms on the layup attempt that was no good. 5:35 mark. South Pitt with the basketball here in the second quarter. Clay County with the 13-point lead, though, 26-13. Green, another three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by South Pitt. Putback, no good. But a foul called. It's Tanky Baker, the sophomore post player, who's going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul was called against Rachel Copas, her second personal. Clay County's 15th foul. First one's away from Baker. No good. Short off the front of the iron. Baker with a second opportunity. Releases. And it's also no good off the front of the rim. Rebound, Katie Arms. Katie across the half court. Sets up at left wing. Works the Copas out top. Rachel about 6 foot behind the arc. She thought about shooting that, Thomas. I wish she would have.
She's been known to knock one down from that range.
Izzy Hale drives into the paint, running left-handed hook shot, no good. Rebound, Lady Pirates. 5 minute mark, second quarter. 26-13 the score. South Pitt refusing to go away. We talked about it in the introduction. 2.5 mile trip, 130 miles. They didn't come up here for nothing. They want their money's worth. They do miss that jump shot, though, rebounded by Copas. Rachel comes back down, works to her classmate, Katie Arms. Katie gives to Upton in the corner. Her three-pointer too short. Hustle got her on rebound. Put back, no good. Rebound by Zoe Hayes. Hayes kicks to Hale. Hale drives the right side of the lane. Shot no good. Offensive foul. No. Defensive foul call.
No, it wasn't.
It was, yeah. Offensive foul call against Izzy Hale. Abby Head coming back to the scorer's table. And Easy Hale comes out. Cherokee Upton also coming out, so it's Ashlock on the floor. She came in for Hale. On the floor for Clay County, Ashlock, Head, Arms, Hayes, and Copas. South Pitt with the ball, 4.5 minute mark. Actually, it's Zoe Hayes with the ball on the inbound. She stole it and scored. Hayes having a good night. extending the lead to 15 points for Clay County, 28-13. Mabry with it, tries to go across the timeline to Baker, stolen by Ashlock. Ashlock to head, her lay up good. Clay County eating up the Lady Pirates in transition here with this full court pressure. We talked about it earlier, South Pitt not a bad team, but they do lack a traditional point guard ball handler, and it's showing now. Finally, they get across the timeline. Tanky Baker, right side of the lane, has it swatted away by Katie Arms. It goes out of bounds. 4:03 mark, second quarter. Clay County with their biggest lead of the night, Thomas. 17-point advantage, 30-13.
Yeah, and it's come on another run, Daniel, an 8-0 run here that started early in this second quarter. And Clay County trying to pull away a little bit.
Whistles blow on the inbound. Jump ball called. It's Zoe Hayes once again getting her hand on the basketball, creating that jump ball call possession arrow in favor of Clay County. So the black and gold take back over. Winner of this game advances on to the Region 3A semifinals. They will play the winner of the Red Bull Springs Van Buren game that's going on right now. That Region girls semi will take place on Monday night. Unless something changes, the tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. Hayes fires a three-pointer, knocks it down. Zoe Hayes tonight making a strong case early for the TDS top performer of this contest. She has a lot of steals and a lot of points, possibly working towards a career high. Could it be she's in double figures?
Well, she's not there yet, Daniel, but, well, maybe she is. I need to count it up. She has 8 so far to lead all scorers here for Clay County.
3.5 minute mark, second quarter, and we see South Pitt into the bonus. 17 foul was called against Clay County. It was Zoe Hayes picking up that foul. She has 2 personals on the night. And it is going to be number 15, Dacia Mabry, a sophomore at the line, to shoot the front end of a 1-1 for South Pitt. Free throw is away and good, making it 33-14. Certainly hope that some listeners from South Pittsburgh are tuning in. I'm not sure if they knew this broadcast was going to be available, but hope they can benefit from it. Second free throw missed by Mabry. Head with the rebound. She works across the timeline, gives to Rachel Copas. Coach Walker up, sending in instruction. He's not had hardly as stressful a time tonight, Thomas, as he did the last time the girls played here in Joe Sims Gym. That coming in the District 6A semifinal against Pickett County that went to overtime.
No, it's not that type of game. And honestly, a whole lot more points scored right here in this first half already than there was in that overtime win.
Timeout taken by head coach Austin Towery. It was Dacia Mabry who was in a trap from two Lady Dogs. 2:58 mark here of this second quarter as the timeout's taken. 33-14 the score, Clay County with the lead.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Coming back from this full timeout, it's South Pitt adding points to the board. Number 22, Mackenzie Mobley, adding that bucket from left block. 33-16 the score. Zoe Hayes running the point right now for Clay County. On the floor for the Dogs, it's Katie Arms, Hannah Raines, Eliza Jenkins, Zoe Hayes, and Abby Head. Arms inside, scores. Drove the left side of the lane and hit the layup. 2:15 and ticking, second quarter. 35-16 the score. So it would take, honestly, at this moment in time, even though it's early, a tremendous effort by South Pitt to climb back in this one. That's what we expected. But I would like to continue seeing the Lady Pirates play well to contest the Dogs here. Abby Head with it. Zoe Hayes had a rebound off the missed Lady Pirates shot. She worked ahead to Abby. Abby added the easy layup bucket. And that's where we've seen it won for Clay County here early in this half, Thomas. The pressure in the backcourt and the points in transition. That's where they have exposed the Lady Pirates. However, Mobley is getting hot for South Pittsburgh. She scored the last 4 points for her squad, keeping it 37-18. Minute and a half left here in this second quarter. Jenkins with it. Right wing gives to Hayes. Hayes now working against Mobley. Kicks across to Arms. Katie at the top of the key. Goes baseline to Jenkins, kicks it across in the paint to Raines. Her shot from right block, no good, and a foul going to be called on Hannah. She got out of position on the rebound attempt.
Good look right there from Eliza Jenkins. She went baseline, like you said, found Raines. The senior just couldn't get it to fall, Daniel.
Lauren Weaver coming to check in along with Cherokee Upton and Rachel Copas coming out. Katie Arms and Abby Head. So that makes it on the floor. Weaver, Copas, Raines, Upton, and Jenkins. Minute 17 left in this second quarter. And we do have a Lady Pirate at the line shooting. I'll have to wait and see the number. I think it's number 10, Cambria Mabry. She missed the free throw, however. For an end of a 1-1 was no good. Rebounded by Weaver. She hands off to Copas. Rachel across the timeline. Drives the left side of the lane. She's turned back by Mobley. Gives to Upton. Upton down low to Weaver. Weaver in the paint. And a reach-in foul call. No, a travel. Travel on Weaver. So the Lady Pirates back in possession. 1 minute left here in the second quarter. 37-18 the score, so a 19-point advantage for the Lady Dogs.
You know, we'll see another turnover here as Weaver and Jenkins get the trap, and Rachel Covas with a steal for the bucket.
Two more points for Clay County. Now a 21-point lead, 39-18. 45 seconds and ticking, second quarter. Anderson with it for South Pitt across the timeline. Worked ahead to Mabry. Mabry couldn't hang on. Weaver on the floor, tussling with her for it. Jump ball called. Good hustle by Lauren and Eliza getting down there for the loose ball. Bella Ashlock comes to the scorer's table. And we're going to see Hannah Raines exit. 36.4 seconds on the clock. Ashlock, Weaver, Upton, Jenkins, and Copas on the floor. South Pitt with the basketball. Anderson inbounds to Green, who fires a three. Give it to her. I think that's the third triple that Green's hit. She's played well tonight. You talked about her earlier, Thomas, that she was a pretty good player, and she's proven that tonight, even though her team trails by 18, 39-21.
Green into double figures, Daniel. Three threes on the night. She's got 11 points already.
Leading all scorers?
I think so. I don't think anybody for Clay County's in double digits. Copas with 9, Head 9. Hayes 8. So, yeah, leading all scorers is Ashley Green, the senior Lady Pirate.
3 seconds now left. It was Clay County with the ball. However, South Pitt steals a Lady Dog pass, and the buzzer expires on this exciting first half of Region 3A quarterfinal action. 39-21 the score. Clay County with an 18-point advantage. Stay tuned for the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to Joe Sims' gym for the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, where Clay County is leading South Pittsburgh 39-21, up by 18 points here in this Region 3A tournament quarterfinal. Clay County jumped out to a 20-10 lead at the end of the first quarter and then outscored South Pitt 19-11 in the second quarter to take this 18-point lead. For South Pittsburgh, they're being led by Ashley Green with 11 points. Dacia Mabry has 3. Cambria Mabry has 3. And Mackenzie Mobley came off the bench with 4 points. For Clay County, both Abby Head and Rachel Kovas have 9 points each. Zoe Hayes has 8. Katie Arms has 6. Bella Ashlock has 5. And Cherokee Upton has 2. Again, Clay County leads 39-21 here at halftime, looking to advance to the region semifinals next week. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. About 3 minutes and 15 seconds left here at halftime before we get this third quarter underway. Region 3A girls quarterfinal elimination action. Clay County leading by 18, 39 to 21 here at halftime. Going to go ahead again and do another budget pest control Region 3 tournament update. Look at the girls and the boys games that are going on. Girls action taking place tonight on Friday. Boys quarterfinals going to be tomorrow night. So in girls action, the four games that are taking place here in Region 3, it is Van Buren hosting Red Bull and Springs tonight. Clay County leading South Pittsburgh here at halftime. Clark Range will be hosting Richard Hardy Memorial. And Piggott County is traveling to Whitwell. That's going to be a good game. The other three games, as far as I know, tip off at 7 o'clock. So I guess they are going to get underway in about 15 minutes. This one tipped off at 6 o'clock at South Pittsburgh's request. And we are here at halftime. Looking over at the boys' side of Region 3A, the District 5 seed, number 1, are the South Pittsburgh Pirates. Tomorrow night, they will play host to the District 6-4 seed, Monterey Wildcats. District 6 is number 2 seed. It's Piggott County. Tomorrow night, they host the Whitwell Tigers. Clay County, the number 1 seed, of course, from District 6. Tomorrow night, they will host the District 5, number 4 seed, Richard Hardy Hawks. And the other boys' action, we'll see District 5's number 2, Van Buren County, hosting District 6's number 3 seed, Jackson County, tomorrow night. I have heard it said that it's expected all four District 6 boys teams are the favorites to win, even in that South Pittsburgh-Monterey game. Well, we've got a 4-seed Monterey versus a 1-seed South Pittsburgh. Thomas, what's your thoughts on District 6's boys sweeping tomorrow night?
I think it's going to happen, Daniel. You know, we used to wish for that because that meant that we got to host the region semifinals and the championship, no matter where it was, alternating back and forth. Of course, this year it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's hosted at the higher seed. But, yeah, there's no doubt that District 6A, Coach Edwards called it an elite district throughout the state, and I believe that.
I do, too. Hard to disagree with Coach on anything. That Budget Pest Control Region 3A update was brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Mice to lice, gnats to rats. Budget Pest Control kills them fast and to the last. About 25 seconds here left before this third quarter gets underway. Pretty balanced attack so far offensively for Clay County. I know Thomas talked about Abby Head and probably Katie Arms having 9 points each. Zoe Hayes with 8. So nice to see points coming from Hayes and Head. As we talked about earlier in the broadcast, if you're now just tuning in, Briley Burchett out of commission early in this one has an injury to her right ankle. She was icing it. I do not see her right now. She might have changed the street clothes and back on the bench, I'm not sure, but she is done for the night, and certainly hope that when the Lady Dogs advance to semifinal action on Monday, Burchett's back healthy. Eliza Jenkins to the hoop on the first play of the third quarter, running jumper, no good. Rebounded by South Pittsburgh, the team switch ends of the floor. The Lady Pirates shooting at the hoop to our left now. The Lady Dogs shooting at the hoop to our right during this second half. Green with it for South Pitt. Gives to Mabry. Jump shot from left elbow. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock to Jenkins. Eliza across the timeline at the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Actually, a double dribble going to be called. South Pitt taking back over. It is 39-21. Clay County has maintained a pretty big lead. About halfway through the first quarter, they went on a run. Extended out to around double digits. And it's kind of stayed there ever since, Thomas. A steal by Ashlock. Ashlock ahead to Copas. Copas across the paint to Arms. Shot from left block, good by Katie. Nice ball handling from Ashlock to Copas to Arms. Good teamwork. 41-27 now the score. 7 minute mark, third quarter. South Pittsburgh with it, but no longer. Stolen by Arms. Arms to Ashlock. Ashlock to Copas. Copas going to have it taken away from her by Anderson. Anderson works to Mabry, and South Pitt going to come down the floor from right to left across the timeline, trying it one more time. Mabry with it out top, kicks back to Anderson. Lady Dogs are playing good defense tonight. They've been very disruptive to the South Pitt ball handlers. Green hits another three, her fourth triple of the night for Ashley Green, the senior shooting guard. And she is definitely one bright spot for South Pittsburgh, one of the lone Lady Pirates that probably could come on and play significant minutes on this Clay County team.
Yeah, I agree, Daniel. Maybe one of the best players in that district over there in District 5, I would say. Probably first team.
Yeah, likely so. We know Van Buren and Whitwell are good teams, but however, Green, a good player we see her now with it at left block after Clay County couldn't score, but it's taken away by Ashlock. Ashlock's bound to have five steals on the night already. She works ahead to head. Now gives to Copas. Copas' is jump shot good from right elbow. 43-24 the score. 19 points the lead for Clay County. Mabry in a trap in the backcourt. Works to Green. Ashley Green going to come across the timeline. Works to Anderson. Anderson baseline jump shot. No good. Got her on rebound. She's going to try it again from left block and scores. 17 points the difference. Put it back to, I started to say put it back to 19, but Arms missed that shot from left block. 43-26. And that's the uncharacteristic thing. We're seeing a lot of shots by Katie Arms that are just not falling. They're good looks. They're good attempts. They fell earlier in the year, but it seems like for whatever reason, these last couple games that they go up, hit the backboard, come down to the rim, roll around, and come off.
Yeah, Daniel, and not just from Arms. We've seen Burchett miss point-blank shots. We've seen a lot of layups missed by Clay County, and that's the things I was hoping they would tune up here tonight in this contest.
And they have for quite a bit of it. We've got 43 points halfway through this third quarter, 5:16 mark, and once again we see another Lady Pirate turnover thanks to Lady Dog pressure. Zoe Hayes going to inbound to Arms. On the floor for Clay County, Izzy Hale now, Zoe Hayes joining them, Rachel Copas, Abby Head, and Katie Arms. Arms out top, gives to Hale. Hale with it, works back to Katie. Katie at right wing. Inside the easy at right block, shot up, no good. Rebound, Mabry for South Pitt. Mabry playing with a full head of steam. She's across the timeline in a trap now, and a foul going to be called on Abby Head. Her third personal, I believe. No, her second.
You've seen Coach Walker stay with this three-quarter court pressure, pretty much just a jump trap in the corner every time they cross half court here, Daniel. And it's been pretty effective.
Jump shot by Mabry, no good. Rebound by Clay County. Arms with it, works to Copas. Rachel into the paint, pulls up, kicks the head. Her three-pointer, little wide of the mark from right wing. Rebounded by Daisha Mabry. Two Mabrys on the floor right now for South Pitt. That always confuses me a little. Daisha Mabry across the timeline, picks up the dribble. Actually, it's taken from her by Katie Arms. Katie going to work ahead to Abby Head. Her shot up, good. Head into double figures now. 4:15 mark, third quarter. Clay County in front by 19, 45-26. A steal by Copas. Copas into the paint. Tried to work across the Arms. The ball was kicked, though, and the officials did not see that kick. Green had her foot on it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be awarded to South Pittsburgh.
You're right, Daniel. Abby Head has 11 points. So does Rachel Copas. Also has 11 here tonight to lead Clay County, but it's Ashley Green leading all scorers, has the 4 3-pointers, 14 total points so far tonight.
Clay County with the basketball, actually with South Pitt with the ball. Easy Hale comes up with the steal, though, gives to Abby Head. Head going to run the point here for Clay County. They've got it spread out. Hale sets up on the post, now Arms at left. She's inside to Hale. Hale spins into the paint, shot up good. Izzy Hale adds 2 points to the total. 21 points the lead for Clay County, 47-26. We'll take a moment just to thank everybody here for listening. As Katie Arms steals it, gets to the hoop, and is going to be fouled. She'll go to the line. As I was saying, I want to say thank you to the listeners. This is the fourth year now that we've been doing this here on the Horizon Sports Network. Me and Thomas just kind of dreamed it up, didn't know if it would come to the light of day, and it has. And we thank the sponsors a lot, and we thank you guys, too, listening. We get a lot of good comments. We appreciate that. You probably see on that live player a number. It says something probably like 71 listeners right now. We actually get an email after the game that usually has a higher number. It gives us the IP addresses that logged in. For example, last night we think we had over 200 people at some point in time listening to that boys' contest. Free throw was missed by Arms. Rebound by Katie. She's going to try it again. Works to Hale inside and a foul call on the floor. But as I was saying there, we're just thrilled about it. Thrilled that you guys tune in to listen. We know you don't do it to hear us. You know that you do it to hear these fine athletes on the floor and on the football field. But I'm just full of gratitude at our listeners every night coming back home.
No doubt, Daniel. And we've got them not only all over the county and Upper Cumberland here, but across the country. It's one thing about the Horizon Sports Network. You know, it's not like a local radio station. You can hear it anywhere in the world, really. And I got a note here earlier, my Aunt Amy Weaver's listening to us tonight from Durham, North Carolina. So shout out to Aunt Amy.
Very cool. Izzy Hale looked like she added two more points, but they say she traveled before that happened. Cherokee Upton comes to the scores table, going to check in. Izzy Hale going to check out. So on the floor now for Clay County, joining Cherokee, Arbella Ashlock, Katie Arms, Zoe Hayes, and Rachel Kofas. South Pitt inbounds, 48-26 the score, so a 22-point lead for Clay County, the biggest of the night, if I'm not mistaken. Green with it, works ahead to Myers. Myers in a trap, pushes through it, hands off to a teammate. That's the younger of the Mabry girls, and she knocks down a big long three-pointer. It's number 10, Cambria Mabry. Copas for Clay County, comes across the timeline, working at the top of the key, penetrates the right elbow, kicks it out to Upton, her three-pointer wide of the mark, no good. Rebound Mabry for South Pitt, two-on-one situation, Baker and Mabry. Mabry kicks it, gets to the hoop, does not score, but an offensive foul call. Copas doing a nice job of hustling back, getting set up in the paint, and taking the charge.
You know, we've talked about Rachel all year long. You know, you talked about her closing in on 1,000 points. Maybe going to be the all-time assist leader for Bulldog or Lady Bulldogs. And it's not just those two stats. It's the rebounds. It's the defensive steals. It's the deflections. It's the charges. She does it all for Clay County.
Just a great leader, too. A great kid. A good example for these other players. She does miss a three-pointer out there, but Bella Ashlock cleans it up, adding two more points on the putback. 2 minutes left here in this third quarter. 50-29 the score, 21 points the lead for Clay County. Katie Arms takes it away from Ashley Green. Arms across the timeline working against Baker. What will she do? She shakes, she bakes, she shoots, she's fouled. Goes to the line to shoot two. Shot was no good. Arms, as we've talked about before, has signed to play college basketball at Freed Hardeman University. Look forward to following her career there. And that brings to mind another great Clay County player who is wrapping up his college career, and that's none other than Tyreek Key. So many people in this community have continued to follow him there. I think he sets fifth, if not fourth, all-time scoring for Indiana State University. Arms hit the first free throw and the second, making it 52-29. The most successful collegiate player ever to emerge from Clay County or Salina, Hermitage Springs, whichever school you want to talk about. Just such a tremendous player. Thomas, I don't think he's done. I definitely think we will see him play professional basketball.
Yeah, at one point or another, if it's not in the NBA or the G League, it's probably going to be overseas, Daniel. And, you know, we're talking about first-team all-conference, leading his the conference in scoring and conference play. I do know that. And I think the Sycamores were playing earlier today or tonight, one, tipping off.
Could have been. We do see a Lady Pirate at the line shooting free throws as we were talking there. The first one's missed. It is number 10, Cambry Mabry at line. You know, Key could go somewhere else and play another year of college basketball. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't slip into a big conference like the SEC and play for a year just to improve some of the not improve, but to impress some of those professional scouts.
Well, for the exposure, you're right.
Right,
Daniel.
Here we have Copas with it at right wing. Works inside to Ashlock. Her shot good from right block. Bella Ashlock heating up here in the second half. Second free throw was good a moment ago by Mabry. 54-30 now the score. Lady Dogs in front by 24. We'll stay with the action. We do wander off a little bit later in these broadcasts when the home team is up so big. Copas going to inbound on the floor for the Lady Dogs or Cherokee Upton, Bella Ashlock, Copas, Jenkins, and Zoe Hayes. Rachel works into Jenkins in the paint. Eliza with it. Dishes off to Ashlock. Her shot no good. Rebound put back by Hayes no good. Once again, Zoe got her hands on the ball. Gives to Jenkins. Now back out top to Upton. Inside to Copas, who's posted up across the paint to Ashlock. And the ball goes out of bounds. Clay County perhaps trying to do a little too much right there. Minute 5 left in the third. 24-point lead for the Lady Dogs. They are going to advance on to Monday night's Region 3 semifinal against the winner of Red Bull and Springs in Van Buren County. Van Buren, the Eaglettes, only lost 2 games this year. A strong team.
Yeah, they are, Daniel. We talked about, you know, probably not as strong of a schedule as Clay County or any of these Upper Cumberland teams do see. But, you know, you go 20-something and 2 throughout a regular season, you're a quality team. And playing at Van Buren County, if they win, it'll be a challenge for the Lady Dogs.
Cherokee Upton steals the ball from the Lady Pirates on the inbound play. Works ahead to Zoe Hayes. Now Jenkins left wing. Eliza all the way to the hoop. Shot's good. Nice aggressive play by Eliza. She caught it at left wing. Decided to go all the way into the left block where she scored the layup. 56-30. 30 seconds and ticking left in this third quarter. Clay County up by 26. Biggest lead of the night. Lady Pirates with it. To the hoop is number 3, Emma Myers. Her shot no good. Rebounded, though, by Samaj Browders. Browders kicks out to Sydney Boggs. Boggs has it taken away by Ashlock. Ashlock bound to have 6-7 steals. She works ahead to Zoe Hayes. Shot up, no good. Got her on rebound. Put back, no good. Ashlock cleans it up, though. It's Bella Ashlock taking care of business. Got a message here from a listener. Third quarter has ended. 28 points the lead. 58-30. I want to read this message real quick. It's pertinent to what we was talking about. Tyreek sustained a shoulder injury. And is not playing in that Sycamores game tonight, it says. They're hopeful he will be back for conference tournament play, and certainly we hope that he is too. At the end of 3 here, it's Clay County 58, South Pittsburgh 30. 8 minutes left.
Signs. This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live for this fourth and final quarter. South Pitt inbounded it. This is the second play of the fourth quarter. A foul called on Hannah Raines on the initial Lady Pirate possession. South Pittsburgh throws this one away. More good defensive pressure by the Lady Dogs on the floor for Clay County to open up this fourth quarter. Junior Lauren Weaver, junior Cherokee Upton, senior Hannah Raines, senior Rachel Copas, and freshman Hallie Buford checking in for the first time tonight. 58-30. Lady Dogs up by 28. Foul called on the floor. Illegal screen. Cherokee gets that one called.
Just didn't quite get her feet set on that one, Daniel.
Good to see Copas out there mixing in with some of these other players. A few on the floor perhaps she's not played a whole lot with, so I like to see that. Green with it. Left wing. Fires a 3. No good. Rebound Weaver. Jump ball called. It was Mabry who reached in. Also got her hands on the ball. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. So Weaver will inbound to Copas. Rachel will walk it down. And we'll see if Clay County can add more points to their tally. Cobus passes ahead. Long pass knocked out of bounds by Mabry. Clay County going to inbound from in front of their own bench. Lady Dogs under the tutelage of head coach Matt Walker here in his fifth year. Postseason action concerning them during his career. That first year they were put out in the region quarterfinals by Watertown. Then they advanced to two consecutive sectionals. Got put out by Moore County. Then the next year by Eagleville. Last year, unfortunately, Clay County getting upset by Trousdale in the district quarterfinals. Had an early end of the postseason. So this year, trying to make a deeper run. South Pitt back with the ball after the Lady Dogs turned it over. Long three-pointer by Green, no good. Put back by Mabry, no good. Rebound Weaver. Weaver now with it. Has it taken away by Anderson. Anderson to the hoop. Dishes across to Baker at right block. Shot up, no good. Got her on rebound. Kicks it outside to Mabry. Resetting things for the Lady Pirate offense. 6:20 mark, fourth and final quarter. Clay County up by 28, 58-30. Boys will be in action tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip-off here in Joe Sims Gym against the number 4 seed, Richard Hardy Memorial Hawks, out of District 5. We will have that broadcast here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Carquest pregame show will go on our 15 minutes prior to tip-off at 6:45. Foul called on number 20, Rachel Copas. Her third. Izzy Hale and Kendall Matthews check in. Hannah Raines, Rachel Copas check out. So the senior, Rachel Copas, probably done for the night. Some of her teammates give her applause as she exits. 6 minutes left in it, Thomas.
What's that?
6 minutes left in the contest, I would say.
Yeah. You're prompting me for something.
What does Copas leave with?
Oh, Copas. 11 points tonight. We've got four players with exactly 11 so far, Daniel. Katie Arns, Rachel Copas, Bella Ashlock, and Abby Hitt.
A three-pointer knocked down by Emma Myers of the Lady Pirates, making it a 25-point game, 58-33. If you did not hear last night's broadcast of the District 6A Boys Championship game, I encourage you, go back and listen to that. It's positioned right below the live player. You can probably see it on your screen if you scroll down. That's worth your trouble. At least go back and listen to the fourth quarter and overtime. It was a classic matchup between Pickett County and Clay County. Just another great installment. Clay County with the basketball here. Kendall Matthews out top. Works to Buford right side. Now inside to Maddie Hayes, who's checked in. Hayes to the hoop. Has it taken away, though, by Mabry of the Lady Pirates. Bailey Watson not content with that. She takes it back. Works to Matthews. Now Buford in left corner. She fires a three-pointer. Misses it. Gets her own rebound and a jump ball call. On the floor for Clay County, freshman Kendall Matthews, freshman Maddie Hayes, sophomore Bailey Watson, freshman Hallie Buford, and sophomore Izzy Hale. So looking down at the bench, we do have a few other ladies who will probably check in before it's all over. But the majority getting to play tonight, and it may be redundant, but one more time I will mention that early in the first quarter, it was sophomore post player Riley Murchie going out with an ankle injury. Hate to see that. Was that Green adding two more? Number 25, Ashley Green, adds two more for South Pittsburgh. Kendall Matthews across the timeline for Clay County. Works to Bailey Watson, left wing, inside to Maddie Hayes. Hayes shot up in the paint, no good off the glass. Hallie Buford with the rebound. Buford's put back good. And, oh, they say she traveled prior to releasing the ball. A couple of those calls tonight.
There has been. And you mentioned Burchett. You know, going into this semifinal matchup with what we figure will be the top 10 ranked Van Buren Lady Eagles or Eaglettes. I'm not sure where it's at. You know, that could be a tough blow. We're talking about going to be Monday night in Spencer if they win. The South Pitt makes another three. Daniel, they're on an 8-0 run here.
Cassidy Andry knocks it down. And a timeout taken. It'll be a 60-second variety. 4:27 left in this fourth quarter. 20-point game. Lady Pirates coming back in it. 58-38.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, Hallie Buford on them, man. A little bit of pressure. South Pittsburgh trying to climb back in. They've got it to 20. Head coach Austin Tower, he not wanting to ride back home content to concede this one yet. Kendall Matthews with it. Works at the top of the key. Kicks over to Buford, right wing. Now inside to Izzy Hale. Power dribble. Spin shot. No good. Izzy going to go to the line to shoot. Deisha Mabry. Call for the foul.
Hell can snap the streak here, Daniel. South Pitt is on an 8-0 run here to start this fourth quarter.
Hell misses the first of her two free throws. Second one's away and hits it. 59-38, 21 points the lead. Lady Pirates with it. Emma Myers across the half-court timeline. Gives to Ashley Green. Green has it knocked away by Matthews. Picked back up by the Pirates, though. And South Pitt throws it out of bounds. On the floor for Clay County, Izzy Hale, Maddie Hayes, Bailey Watson, Kendall Matthews, and Hallie Buford. Buford going to run the point here.
We'll set a ball screen with Hale trying to get Buford going downhill to the rim.
She does get to the hoop, has her a shot blocked, though, by Andre. Loose ball picked up by Mobley. Mobley works ahead. To Myers. Myers across the half court. Gives to Mabry. Mabry at right elbow. Gives to Green. Her three-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Deisha Mabry. And the ball knocked out of bounds.
Hell fouled. I think it'd be Mobley maybe going to the line.
Mobley does go to the line. I was looking down trying to find Mabry's first name. Bound to be sisters. Cambria Mabry and Deisha Mabry. Mobley out behind to shoot two. 3:22 left in this one. Shots up. No good. So the Lady Pirates will finish their season once this one goes final. They'll have a 10-13 overall record on the year. Obviously, South Pitt more known for their football program than their basketball programs. However, their boys squad are the District 5 champs this year. Monterey going to have to take them on tomorrow night. Could be an interesting game there. South Pitt could be that lone District 5 team that advances.
Could be, especially the long road trip down there and playing close to the pit down there. I'm not sure what they call their gym.
Well, I find it interesting because it was Monterey football getting eliminated by South Pitt in the second round, I guess it was, of the TWSWA football playoffs. So the two schools meet again in elimination postseason action. Monterey, perhaps, with a little bit better of a chance this time since it's not on the gridiron.
Yeah, I have to agree. Monterey is a solid team, and apparently they're playing quite a bit better here late in the season, Daniel, with the point guard, Jones, is really good. I think they got a pretty good shooter outside in Sullivan, and then inside in the paint.
Randolph.
Help me out. Yeah, Randolph. So they've got three pretty good players and some other guys that can fill in. So you're probably right. That's the wild card in the sweep.
Lady Pirates to the line. A foul was called against, I thought it was on Maddie Hayes. They credited it to freshman Emma Walker, who was checked into the contest. Exactly 3 minutes left on the clock. As we see Cambria Mabry at the line to shoot her second free throw. It's in and out. No good. Rebounded by Bailey Watson. Watson ahead to Buford. Buford playing quickly. Kicks back out to left wing. Works to Walker out top. Walker to Watson. Watson inside to Hayes. Hayes just shot up. No good. Too strong over the hoop. Kept alive by Buford in the corner. Back out top now to Kendall Matthews. Matthews usually good for a three-pointer when she's in. She's yet to pull the trigger on one, though. Watson with it, right corner, back inside to Maddie Hayes. Maddie don't care to work, and she scores two more. Hayes, as we mentioned before, the daughter of Stephanie Rich, who was a great post player. And we see that Maddie has some of those same moves, a bit of a shake-and-bake power dribble there, Thomas. And she knows what to do when the ball's in her hand. She goes to that hoop. And to be honest, the teammates that she typically plays with in these moments, they want to get it into her. They want her to do the work.
They do, and you're right, Daniel. She catches on the block. She's pretty much unstoppable when she turns towards the goal and dives to the rim. And like you said there, a little fake to the left and pivot to the right, up and under. And Hayes gets the two, missed the free throw, though.
Lady Pirates back with it down on their end of the court. A foul's called. Jump ball, actually, not a foul. Whistles blow. Full timeout taken by South Pittsburgh. 2:13 left in this region. 3A quarterfinal. It's Alcalay County, 61-38 the score.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here live, Lady Pirates with the ball. Three-pointer taken and missed. Rebound. Nobody. It rolled out of bounds. I kept waiting to see if anybody came up with possession. It was the Lady Pirates knocking it out. So Clay County, going to take back over. Minute 54 left in this one. On the floor for the Lady Dogs, Kendall Matthews, Emma Walker, Maddie Hayes, Hallie Buford, and Bailey Watson. Watson, a sophomore, the other four freshmen. Buford with it, left wing, works to Watson, now inside to Hayes. She's on the post, drives into the paint, kicks out to Walker. Walker going to drive baseline, shot up, no good. She'll be fouled, and then Walker will go to the line to shoot free throws. Looking at season totals, we see that Walker is 1 of 3 on the season from free throw, 33% shooter. She's good on the first one tonight.
I'll tell you another name we'd be hearing right now, but she's injured, Daniel, and that's Kennedy May.
Yes.
I hated to see her in JV action right around the end of the regular season. I think she broke her wrist. She's still here cheering on her team, travels with the team night in and night out. So just wanted to mention Kennedy. She's a sophomore now.
She is. Yeah, you're right, Thomas. She would have played a lot of minutes tonight. Minute 20 left in this one. Lady Pirates back with the ball. Second free throw was no good by Walker. Mobley with it on the block. Loses the handle. He goes out of bounds off the fingertips of a Lady Dog. And the Lady Pirates going to try it one more time. Minute 11 left in this one. 62-38. We will be doing the Farm Bureau postgame show once this one goes final. Naming the TDS top performer on that. Lady Pirates with it. Minute 5 left. Green out top. She's hit 4 threes tonight. Might try for a fifth in a moment. Works it over to number 13. Her shot good. That was Sydney Boggs knocking down the triple, making it 62-41. As we mentioned earlier, these teams met in this same contest back in 2018. The final in that one, I believe, was 73-33 or something. So South Pittsburgh a little bit better this time. Kept within 20 rather than 40-point deficit. 41.7 seconds on the clock, and it stops as Hallie Buford goes to the line. She was fouled on a shot attempt. Initial shot no good, so she gets 2 attempts.
Yeah, you know, probably a better South Pittsburgh team than we saw that time around, Daniel. You know, scored over 40 points here tonight. Mm-hmm. They've got a player leading all scorers in the senior, Ashley Green. She's leading all scorers with 16 tonight. So, you know, not a bad effort here for this team against the number 2 team out of District 6A.
And if the classes I have on the Lady Pirates are correct, Only two seniors that I show on this squad, so a young team. Just looking at their head coach, Austin Towery, a pretty young guy, no older than Coach Walker, who's probably around 38, and could be younger than that on Towery, that is. So, you know, the future perhaps bright for the Lady Pirates. Maybe not if they were in District 6, but down there in District 5, they could be could climb to the top of that mountain one day.
And you see the coach taking the seniors out. He was consoling them there. Good moment there from the coach and his two seniors.
We do see Hallie Buford and the line to shoot coming out of this timeout. Free throws away. No good. Rebounded. I guess it was that the second attempt?
Missed them both. Then.
Okay, missed them both, did Buford. 62-41, 30 seconds left in this one. Lady Pirates with it. They work inside to Mabry. Mabry at right elbow working against Walker. Kicks back out to Andre. Andre in right corner hands back to Mabry, who drives baseline. And a foul called against Dimmel Walker. So we will see Mabry go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Girls will be back in action Monday night. Could be here if Red Bull upsets Van Buren tonight. Most likely, it will be at Spencer, tip-off at 7 o'clock. We will be on hand to carry that Region 3 semifinal game. Boys are going to be in action here in Salina tomorrow night against Richard Hardy Memorial. We'll also be here for that one, 7 o'clock tip-off. Emma Walker adds 2 points in transition. Under 10 seconds to play now. This one about to go final, 64-41 currently the score. 23 points the lead for the black and gold. Lady Pirates get off a desperation three at the buzzer, and it's no good. This one is final. Clay County advances on to Monday night's Region 3A semifinal. Final score in this one, Clay County 64, South Pittsburgh 41.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Healthy Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Clay County's ladies moved to 18-9 on the season with their win tonight, 64-41. We'll now do the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, kind of what we expected for Clay County. We talked about it. We needed to tune some things up and kind of get some confidence built. And I think Clay County did that tonight. You know, it's kind of a slow start, don't get me wrong, but it, basically because of the South Pittsburgh shooting.
Yeah.
And the senior Ashley Green, she had 11 in the first half that kept South Pitt within striking distance, especially in that first quarter. So midway through, it was 8-7. Clay County led by one, and then Clay County ripped off a 10-0 run, Daniel. Went up by double figures, and then they had another 10-0 run to start the second quarter. And that kind of put this one away. Went up by 20 and then kind of maintained it throughout. A lot of people got to play tonight. A successful ball game here for the Lady Dogs.
It was. It was pretty crisp. There wasn't a lot of sloppiness. I know once earlier I mentioned there was a series of events that was sloppy, but collectively, good ball handling, good decisions, good shot selection, just kind of what you call for, just a gear up for the big semifinal game Monday.
No doubt, and you got to give this South Pittsburgh team credit, Daniel. We talked about it. The senior Ashley Green, she nailed 4 3-pointers in this contest, finished with 16 points to lead all scorers in the ball game. And then they had several others on the board. Cambria Mabry ended up with 6. Mackenzie Mobley came off the bench with 4. Sydney Boggs had 3. Dacia Mabry had 3. Kiana Anderson, 2. Cassidy Andre, 3. And Emma Myers, 3. And they made a lot of shots from behind the arc.
Yeah, they did. And that kept it interesting for a while there, you know.
And I counted them up there. I had 11 players on the board here for Clay County. All the starters, with the exception of Burchett. She went out early. We talked about it. It's kind of the story of the game here. Don't know how severe that ankle injury is going to be. She didn't get on the board tonight. But Clay County had a bucket by Madison Hayes. We talked about her. She had 2 points tonight. Emma Walker had 3. Isabella Hale had 3. Cherokee Upton, 2. Liza Jenkins, 2. Zoe Hayes had 8. And then we have 4 players in double figures, all with the same amount. 11 points tonight for Abby Head, Bella Ashlock, Rachel Kopas, and Katie Yarn. So just a great effort, really, spreading the ball around. Everybody got a shot. Everybody got a little practice at watching it go through the hoop, Daniel.
Yeah, always a good night when you clear the bench. Everybody gets an opportunity to play. That was the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest A-Block Homes in Hermann Springs. Now it's time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's games. We've had a lot of great performances throughout this season, and tonight we felt like it was Zoe Hayes who was the shining star. She has been doing this for some time now. The opportunity came tonight earlier than sometimes for her to get on the floor. Burchett went out early with that ankle injury. Very early in the first quarter, it was a 1-2-point game at the time. It's Zoe Hayes that comes off the bench. We went with a smaller, quicker lineup, as you talked about, and she made an immediate impact, not only scoring points that you're going to talk about, but defensively helping trap the basketball, stealing the basketball. She's became quicker. She's become grittier. She's become more confident, and she's playing really good.
Well, you know, and she hadn't gotten much time. previously. We've talked about it. Rachel Kofus has been the point guard of this team for a long time. Yeah. Zoe Hayes has been playing behind her. But Hayes has worked her way into the lineup, behind Rachel with her effort on the defensive end. And honestly, with her knockdown shooting too, Daniel, yeah. She's made some big shots throughout the year and made them at crucial times. And she did that tonight. Like you say, I think it's a great call by Coach Walker going small early. He needed the defensive pressure. And honestly, besides Rachel Kofus, who's the senior, to me, Zoe Hayes is that in-your-face defender. You can't shake her, and she's got hands that can swipe it from you at any time. And Zoe came in, sped this ball game up
yep.
when Burchett went to the bench, and that's when we saw Clay County gain control and start running up and down and shooting layups. And besides that, Zoe Hayes sparked that first run with her first bucket of the night, and then it took off from there. Clay County got up 20-10 at the end of the first quarter, and then she had that dagger three-pointer at the end of that second 10-0 run early in the second quarter. They put Clay County up 20 and pretty much ended this contest. So I'm just really proud for Zoe Hayes and the way she's answered the bell this year. She's been given opportunity, and if you notice, she's playing more and more and more because she's earning it, because Zoe Hayes is really playing well in prime time.
And one other thing I'll comment on before we wrap it up, offensively, she was known as an outside shooter. I'm going to fire a couple three-pointers if I've got an open look, and that's it. Well, not anymore. She aggressively attacks the hoop. We see her drive down the right, left-hand side of the lanes, spins into the paint. She's attacking the hoop, and that's that confidence coming out. She's no longer playing like a reserve. She's playing like a starter, and it's looking good. Tonight's TDS top performer was Zoe Hayes, and it was brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. The Lady Dogs will be back in action Monday night. We don't know where from. Could be in Joe Sims' gym if it's against Red Bullman. Could be from Spencer if it's against Van Buren County. It will be a 7 o'clock tip-off for the Region 3A semifinal Monday night, though, for the Lady Dogs. We'll be back on air tomorrow night here from Joe Sims' gym for boys' action between the Dogs and the Richard Hardy Hawks in the Region 3A quarterfinals. That tip-off also at 7. Final chance to say something, Thomas?
I don't think I need it tonight.
There we go. Until then, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wish you all a good night.